Hey, is this Louis?
Hey, who is this?
This is Zach. You filled out a form on my website about your property on Sherwood Drive.
Which website was that?
Four Spies Houses.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Yeah, Four Spies Houses.
Oh, yeah, I filled out applications on a bunch of sites. So that's why I asked.
I got So you going to sell the property?
Yeah, we're considering it. Yeah.
Right.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with the area. You know, I haven't, you know, I'm sure you know where the head in the cloud, well, you know where Jet and Buy Farm is or no?
Jet and Buy Farm, no.
Okay. Well, I have a place off Larkwood Road. I'm sure you're familiar with that one.
Well, I'm actually from King and Queen County. My wife is from New Kent County.
I gotcha.
So,
and you're living there now with your wife, yes?
Yes, we bought the house in 2015.
Okay. And do you, you know, I'm just trying to get an understanding. Are you staying in Virginia? Are you moving out of town or?
No, we're staying in Virginia. When we bought the house, you know, we had kids and grandkids and everybody's moved out. So it's just me and my wife at this point. And we don't need a 5-6 bedroom, 5,000 square foot home with just us two. So we need to downsize.
Need to downsize? I gotcha. Okay. Do you have any place in mind that you're going?
Not in particular, no. We're just looking around. Might get an apartment. Might buy another house. Might build a house. I mean, everything's up in the air right now. Just seeing what's the best for us as far as, you know, traveling.
Yes, sir.
Visiting the kids and grandkids and other states.
Right. Well, I'm definitely interested in it. You know, I've seen the place and I'm familiar with it. Do you have anything in mind that you're looking to get for it or?
Right now we're taking offers.
Okay.
So we have some really good offers so far.
Good.
I mean, you can always make an offer.
Well,
if you write it.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, if you know, even if I were to make an offer, I'd, you know, would that even make sense? Because you know, I buy like 30 houses a month, and you know, when I put pen to paper and send it out, I mean, it does take time and. You know, I don't want to seem like, you know, an asshole or anything, but I really don't have the time to kind of write up paperwork that's going to not be relevant to, you know, the future circumstances.
All right, well, just an arbitrary number in the air. What did you have in mind? You said you're familiar with the property.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. I was hoping you'd give me some type of reference of what you're looking to get.
Yeah, I was told not to do that.
Okay, I got you. Are you consulting with a real estate agent? Or we are licensed, by the way, just to...
No, I'm not dealing with a real estate agent. I have a financial planner, and he has a real estate agent, and I've spoken with her. And she told me if I wanted to sell the home, she would be more than willing to, you know, sign up and put the house on the market. But if I was going to go this route, then I wouldn't need a real estate agent, you know, for a quick sale.
Right. So not a financial advisor, a real estate agent.
Both. I'm dealing with a financial advisor. So once we do sell the home, we're going to try to other property or, you know, rental properties. But he has a real estate agent on his team that I consult.
Okay. I mean, obviously it's, you know, talking about the property, obviously it's, I imagine it would need updating. Can we both agree on that?
Yeah, the house is going to need some updating.
Yeah. Because yours is right, they got that big long pier out there, don't it?
Yeah, our pier crosses over to the other part. We have 3 acres on one side of the lake and 3 on the other side.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I just, you know, I guess telling someone what you want for something, you know, I can't really wrap my head around it. You know, you said you have several offers, you know, that are good. Why don't you just throw me out a number to see if I'm even in the right ballpark?
$550.
Gotcha. What's that?
I said, so what did you have in mind?
Well, I mean, I think you're accurate on what it, you know, if it was all fixed up and didn't need anything, I think that's a relevant number. But I don't agree with the number in current condition. And obviously, you know, I haven't seen it, but, and, you know, it's 4,000 square feet. If I, you know, and that's a relatively big house. And, you know, for it to sell at market value, I don't agree with 550, which is, you know, my opinion, but, you know, I do business based off my opinions and the facts. And, you know, I'm on board with you for that number, but I don't agree with that number as present value.
Well, it's present value, they have it at 681.
Right. And what's that, Zillow?
Zillow, New Kent County has it at 700.
Right. And, you know, that's fine. And, you know, the assessment is the assessment. That, there's no question about it, but that's not necessarily relative to the data that is actually presented. So they're saying, you know, they're saying one thing. Well, one, they haven't seen the house, the inside of it. So it's really, you know, I don't think it's a fair comparison considering they don't have the facts. And, I mean, here's the thing. If I were to buy it, you know, I wouldn't be at 550, but, I mean, we're not too far off. But
I haven't heard it yet. So you said not too far off. What would your number look like?
Well, you know, I don't want to. Here's the thing. I do this for a long time. I'd rather not insult you. I'd rather make a friend, if anything, because I don't need to buy the house. And
I'm not going to be insulted. Your number is your number. This is not personal. You know,
okay.
I've had people come in with said 450, 475, 500. You know, I mean, got all kinds of numbers. I'm not offended by your number. Your number is your number. That's
right.
Like you said, that's your number.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'd be considerably lower than 550. And if you have gotten an offer at anything in the 500s, it would be anything besides a lie for me to tell you not to take it. I think that's a fair price if you have gotten offers in that. obviously it comes down to pen and paper and execution of bona fide contract. But, you know, at the end of the day, if you've gotten offers in the 500s, you know, close to 500, I would encourage you to take it. You know, I have, you know, we have a real estate license here, so it's my fiduciary duty to bring the best. I know you're not necessarily my client, and I am coming at this from an investor standpoint as well, but, you know, if you have an offer for that, I really would encourage you to take it.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, and it's up to you, you know, but it would be wrong for me to tell you anything otherwise.
Oh, no, like I said, I'm not offended. I have that offer for $550 in writing.
Yeah. Now, do you have – okay, good. I mean, that's good. Just obviously it's always important to vet, you know, the to vet the buyers and, you know, whoever is buying it, make sure they, you know, show you proof of funds. And I'm probably not saying anything you don't already know, but if you haven't, you know, best thing I can do is just, you know, make a friend. If you have any other properties, you know, I'd be interested in buying them. And at the same time, if you wanted to put it on the market and see what the market could take you, you know, considering, you know, we're the brokers of our own real estate firm here, you know, we have the ability to control how much, you know, commissions are paid to, you know, because to be honest with you, your best bet of getting the top dollar for this house, it's putting it on the market, you know. And, you know, an average realtor is going to charge you 6%, or I come in at 3.8%. You know, I'm not trying to take a deal from anybody, but at the same time, people want to save money, and, you know, I don't need to do business with you, but I could help you save money, and I know the market very well, and I think that, you know, I think we could probably bring in a buyer in the 500s. You know, I'd need to see it to really be 100%, you know, faithful in what I'm telling you and honest. But putting it on the market is the best way to get the highest number. Doesn't matter who you talk to. You can call or fill out a, you know, bunch of forms. At the end of the day, they're going to, you know, they're going to waste your time.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the call, and I'm gonna go ahead, you know, with the offers that I have already. You know, like I said, we have a few offers, but we do have it in writing. So
please get the contract looked over, you know, or looked over. Here's, you know, you don't. I'll just say this. I'll end it on this. I don't want to talk your ear off, but as far as when it comes to the paperwork, you know, make sure, you know, inspection periods, you know, they got 5 days to inspect it, in my opinion. You know, someone's going to lock you up in a contract and try to sell it. You know, it. Just be careful and, you know, cross your T's and dot your I's.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's all I can really say, but I do wish you luck on the sale of it. I'll follow up with you just to see, you know, if it did sell or whatnot, because one way or the other, you know, things don't go as planned. I'd still like to work with you in some capacity.
All righty. Well, I will save your number. Got you locked in.
All right, Mr. Henderson. I'm sorry, Mr. Robinson.
All righty.
All right.
Great day.
Yeah, you too. Have a good weekend.
You as well.
All right.
Thanks. Bye.